This work is based on a recent publication.
내 남편이 자파적으로. Let me first give you motivation for this talk, and I will describe the details what the model that I'm considering is, and then present the main result. This is the four-dimensional brain inflation. And I will discuss about the reaction issues in this model. So as we heard from the previous talks, the cosmological observation shows the vacuum energy is turns out to be very small compared to the theoretical expectations. This is Planck scale to the fourth. But theoretically, there is no known symmetry which could enforce a vacuum, Dennis vacuum energy, and remain consistent with other observations. So one is an enormous fine tuning between between all contributions to the vacuum energy, like phase to the vacuum energy coming from the phase transition or Suji breaking, or if there's some Gauss theory, then you could take into account that phase transition as well. But what we observe now is also, I mean, this is the first question about why cosmic constant is small. And then the other question is about why the cosmic constant comparable to the present energy density. So these are the two important questions one can ask regarding the present, the cosmic constant in the present universe. But on the other hand, we are also observing from cosmic microwave background that from the anisotropy of CMB cosmic microwave background, we can deduce that the density perturbation to be 10 to the minus 5, and also the scalar perturbations to be almost to the scale invariant. So from this, somehow we can infer that there should be some mechanism to generate the the density perturbations, and there should be some way to explain the almost the scale invariant scalar perturbations that we see now. So my talk is going to be focused on the cosmic inflation. How can we realize this idea in brain world scenario? So cosmic inflation asserts a period that slowly varying scalar field dominates the dynamics of the universe. The cosmic inflation serves the problems in standard Big Bang cosmology, such as the horizon flatness relic problems. Also, inflation predicts scale invariant and Gaussian spectrum of density perturbations, and also quantum fluctuation of inflation provides the seeds for structure formation. So then one can ask how we can obtain a period of slower inflation with a large vacuum energy. Even though one can explain that the present vacuum energy is almost zero, but how can we realize the period of slower inflation with a large vacuum energy? That is the question. And also, this question may or may not be related to the first two questions about cosmic constant problem, but somehow they should be related to each other. So in this talk, I'd like to try accommodate small vacuum energy and as well as a large vacuum energy for inflation. But this is just attempt, but somehow it remains speculative. But I'd like to try my best to explain what I obtained. The codimension two brain, as you heard in the two previous talks, the codimension two brain is interesting compared to codimension one brains. So the codimension two brains are categorized into two classes, One is conical brain, that is delta function distribution. The other one is non-conical brain, that is more singular than delta function. So when I say non-conical brain, it cannot be described by a delta function, but somehow more singular distribution. So when conical brain has non-zero tension, that deforms the geometry of extra dimensions by depth angle without curving the 4D space-time. So locally around the conical brain, the two-dimensional internal matrix is approximated by this form. So when beta is different from one, then you allow for a non-zero brain tension at the position of the conical singularity. So whenever change the brain tension, then you only have to change the depth angle without curving the 4D spacetime. That's the idea of having a co-dimension two brain as a solution to the cosmic constant problem. So suppose the standard model lives on a conical brain. One may make brain localized vacuum energy not to gravitate for this spacetime by just adjusting a depth angle, such that a late cosmic constant is made small. So you may say that the standard model quantum corrections to the vacuum energy under control in this setup. Of course, if you go to a particular model where the volume of extra dimension is stabilized, you have to worry about how the bulk contribution to the vacuum energy is. So that has been discussed already by three projects. So then the natural question one can ask in this setup is then, is it possible at all to have an early inflation on a cosmic, on a co-dimension two brain? So because original scenario of supersymmetric large extra dimensions, the size of the highest energy scale is about 10 dB or so. So you might have to have a low scale inflation in order to have inflation working, get inflation working in this model. But in my case, so somehow I don't want to abandon the cosmic large extra dimensions, but somehow I like to propose another possibility to get inflation in a similar flux compactation. So then the answer is the inflation may occur on a non-conical brain rather than conical brain. The non-conical brain can gravitate along the four dimensions as well as two internal dimensions. So that's the big difference between the conical brain and non-conical brain. So I will discuss about this in detail later. So for concreteness, we are considering a possibility of having an inflation or inflation on a four-dimensional two brain in a particular six-dimensional supergravity model. We also address how the inflation theory is linked to the late universe with a small cosmic constant. So let me just already, Susha already described, I'm considering the same 60 chiral gauge supergravity. So let me remind you that this supergravity has the arithmetic gauge. That's why we are adding additional vector multiplicity on top of the gravity model. So then we can find several anomaly free models in the presence of this gauge arithmetry in six dimensions. So in my discussion, I'm not considering the detailed anomaly-free models, just I'm like to consider focus on these gravity and vector factors. So this is the Lagrangian. If I assume that the hypermultiplies are decoupled, metal multiplies are decoupled, the bonding part of 6D supergravity action with the supersymmetric brains is given by this form. So before two previous talks, they haven't discussed about sports neutralization of the brain action. So just I consider the brain tension without gelatin coupling. And then I try to sports neutralize the brain action by adding some source terms, like in the two gauge field strengths, I add additional sources, delta function sources, and then also the field strength for the Kalman field, I added a single sources to make the brain tension action sports method. So this is the new ingredient when you want to have a sports method brains in this setup. And then in the presence of the spasmodic brains, the previously obtained general dwarf solution is maintained. Still, it has 4D maximal. Just by imposing 4D maximal symmetry and the singularities is not worse than conical singularities, then we'll get the warp solution. This has 4D Minkowski space. So this psi is related to the brain tension. Yeah, this is
constant. So
some kind of this is magnetic coupling of the brain. So in order to cancel this variation by additional terms, I need to impose this condition. Yes.
So
then the even in the presence of these singular terms, one can find the correct, I mean the correct, the background solution is f hat. This f hat quantity is expressed in terms of usual field strengths plus singular terms. So singular term should be cancelled by the singular piece of the monopole background. So then f hat quantity is regular. And then if you plug this expression into the Einstein equation, then you can find that the general warp solution is maintained. So in my talk, the expression for the warp factor is important. So the warp factor is parameterized by two parameters, the bulk gauge coupling and Q is a flux parameter appearing here.
I'm not sure if I have
added the, yeah, I did, I haven't added the quantization condition in this slide, but there's a modification to the quantization condition. And then because the gauge potentials, so now if you, now and on the left-hand side, you have a usual gauge field strength plus source term. So you need to modify the gauge potential with the non-zero constant at the poles.
So Fi terms will appear. See, I mean localized, I call this Fi terms, they are in the form of localized terms.
This term will appear in the
yes. So, so depending on this
G and Q parameter, one could have warping or unwarping. So generically, one could have a warp solution. Then wanted to locate two brain tensions at the conical singularities. In this coordinate, r equal to 0 and r equal to infinity, there are conical singularities. So the internal geometry looks like this. So because of the warping, you are allowed to have two different brain tensions at the conical singularities. So because of the localized Fi terms, the gauge potential get modified at the brain positions. That is crucial to make some of the background solutions symmetric, even in the presence of the brains. So particularly, general warping will break the bulk spectrometry entirely, but for a specific case where the warping, there's no warping at all, the geometry becomes a football or a rugby ball, depending on which content are you in. So I should call it football, right? So I used to call rugby when I was in Europe. So constant warping, the background solution looks like Minkowski times wedged sphere or football, where lambda is the depth angle. So this solution can be obtained for specific choice of flux parameter. So one can show that in this case, brain tension can be arbitrary. And then when I check the Suji variation of the formula, because of the localized FI terms that are appearing here, actually this particular, if you see the gravity node variation, this part comes from the spin connection, and this part comes from the gate connection. So the reason that there is a supersymmetry in Salamsa chicken vacuum is that because of the cancellation between the spin connection and gate connection. So as a consequence, you are obtaining a constant killing spin. So, but now, because we are modifying the football by introducing depth angle, which is linked to this lambda parameter. So now, if you don't add this term, then the supersymmetry will be broken. But because of this modification, it is possible to preserve Suji in the presence of brain sources. So the reason that I'm emphasizing this vacuum is that this vacuum has enhanced the symmetry compared to other general warp solution.
I'm going back to the original action. If a supersymmetric without that.
Sorry?
If a supersymmetric without that original action.
Yes.
If you modify the supersymmetric transformation of the action, the supersymmetric transformation of the variance in this field.
Yes.
We have to check the supersymmetric transformation of the scalars in the hyperscalars.
No, I haven't, because hyperscalar doesn't cover the brain, so it isn't.
But the action doesn't know about it. The action must be valid in the first place.
Yes. Yes. So, but as far as I see, the hyperscalars doesn't.
It is, forget about hyperscalar. It is, the kind of one is in the afternoon.
But he does have the brain turning the action. And then he supersymmetrics. Then the full belt plus brain with all his extra terms of supersymmetry. The action.
And you add the extra terms to the action, represent the brain. And you have checked that this whole thing is invalid?
Yes. Okay. So, I haven't shown the details, but there are also modifications to the Suji variations, such that the brain action is expressed. So now I'm discussing about
further about the background solution. So in this background solution, as you see from the constant parameter phi zero appearing in the Dirac solution, so even with the brain junction conditions, we cannot fix this dilaton parameter. So there is a flat direction in this model. So this scalar invariance has to do with the scalar invariance of the bulk action and the scalar invariance of the brain action. So somehow one has to introduce the modulus stabilization mechanism to make sense of this model. So as I always said, the bulk retention motion with the conical brains are scale invariant. So somehow one has to introduce some stabilization mechanism. One way of doing is to replace the conical three brains by this ring-like object. that are codependent one brains. These codependent one brains are kept with a regular sphere and then introduce electron potentials on the ring like this codependent one brains. Then it is possible to couple electron to the codependent one brains such that the brain localized electron potential will break supersymmetry, actually break the scale invariance so that the Boolean modulus is stabilized. So this has been discussed in the non-supersymmetric flux compactation first by Peloso and other people, and these are generalized to the supersymmetric flux compactation. So the form of the ring brain action is given by this one, and you have a electron dependent potential, and the sigma is brain localized Goldstone boson like field that couples to the electron. So when the and then in this case when the brain localized Goldstone field has non-zero vacuum expectation value around the ring, then it is possible to stabilize the ring radius by the U1 current induced by the brain Goldstone field. So this mechanism has been well known back in 1985 in the context of superconducting string. So one can ask, I mean, before I'm considering this Goldstone-like field, one can ask, in order to stabilize bulk modulus, somehow I'm introducing additional moduli associated with the brain radius, but because of this Goldstone field, we are not actually introducing additional moduli in this modified setup. So then just by solving the background, by solving the junction conditions on the ring brain, one can express the 4D effective action in terms of these brain couplings U and V. So for general brain localized electron couplings, it is possible to stabilize the electron from this effective 4D effective action. So now I have shown that the background solution is 4D flat before adding another brain. So we had two brains in the warp geometry before. So now I'm adding one non-BPS 4D dimension two brain moving in the warp background. So now this background has a regularized two regularized background brains. Now I'm adding additional brain source moving in this warp geometry. And then as the probe brain moves, probe means when I add this brain, the background solution is not affected. So in that sense, the probe brain approximation for this additional brain, as this brain moves in the bulk, it ends up with hitting the one of the background brains, and the inflation will stop. So that's the rough idea. Actually, this is not the original idea. It could the string the brain inflation in string the brain inflation. This kind of brain anti-brain inflation has been considered. But in our case, these are somehow we are considering these brains in a low dimensional effective field theory, so they do not have to be deep brains. So now I'm considering the divide action for probe brain. Depending on the dimensionalities of the probe brain, one could think of this three brain or four brain. So if we have a three brain or ring four brain with a small radius, then it is possible to have a dual inflation. So henceforth, I focused on the case with the scale invariant Dirac couplings. So when this coupling, the three brain doesn't have the Dirac coupling, or four brain has the fixed Dirac coupling, then it's possible to preserve the scale invariance with the four brain. But the, as I said before, codominant two brain is conical. That is equivalent to saying that the codominant two brain doesn't couple to Dirac, or scale codominant two brain is the scale invariant. Then the codominant two brain doesn't gravitate along the four dimensions, just curving the internal geometry by definition. So how do you get at all the information from this? Then the answer is no, right? Certainly no. So now I need to deform the conical brain object with a non-conical probe brain, probe three brains, by breaking the scale symmetry by a small amount. So originally I took this three brain action, and then I wanted to compute the brain potential for the given warp background. But the now I went to the question about because in the four dimensional limit, one cannot know whether or not the background brain is conical or non-conical. So in the four dimensional limit, it is not possible to distinguish between conical brain or non-conical brain. So, but the realist, you know, from higher dimensional perspective, one has to consider consistent setup, which has a non-conical problem. But what I'm trying to convince you is that the scaling symmetry is broken by small amount, then the non-conical brain, probe brain, can be approximated by a conical brain in calculating the brain potential. So that's why I'm focusing on the case where scale invariant Dirac couplings are considered. So now let me take the 60 metric and Dirac couplings, the Dirac's, in this form. Then I take the brain embedding coordinate in this form. The brain can move the radial direction or angular direction. So the induced metric can be computed. And then plug this induced metric into the probe brain action to get this the effective action for the probe brain position. So in the low velocity approximations, the probe brain potential is given by this warp factor. So when warp factor is non-constant, then we could have non-trivial potential for the brain position. And also because of the scaling, the effective probe brain tension and the effective probe brain potential depends on the volume modulus in general. So if volume modulus is not stabilized, then the probe brain, there's mixing terms between the probe brain position and the modulus. So it would be problematic if, because I want the warp factor to be very mild, such that the inflaton flow rolls along this R direction, radial direction. But somehow, because of if the volume modulus is not stabilized, then the volume modulus, the effective dynamics, since the effective dynamics is described by two fields, the modulus dynamics will be dominant over the brain position. So one cannot realize the inflation in that case. So then, as I said before, the volume modulus can be stabilized by brain localized Dirac potentials. So then that gives rise to an effective mass for the volume modulus. So this is the once heavy modes are decoupled, and just to considering the slow roll radial motion, then effective action is given by this. And this is volume modulus mass, and then this is the same expression as before. The mechanism for the brain position and the brain position potential. So when the inflation scale is lower than the scale of modulus stabilization, in the sense that of the overall vacuum energy scale, then one can consider the volume modulus to be fixed during inflation. So then effectively, I'm ending up with the dealing with only one scalar field, which is brain position in the effective field. So now for this brain position potential, I can compute the throttle parameters. The epsilon parameter is proportional to the delta square, and eta parameter is proportional to delta. So this small parameter that I'm introducing is related to the difference between the background brain tensions. So, and then delta has to do with the warping of the exergy engine. So when warping is very mild, then I could have a small delta parameter such that I have a slow roll inflation. And because of junction condition on the brain, then weak or mild warping requires almost equal background brain tension. So this is the shape of the potential rough shape. So then I can compute the spectral index for given throttle parameters. And then from the Corbin normalization and throttle parameters, the energy scales to be energy scales are fixed in these expressions. So the volume, the compactation scale is order 10 to the 13 GeV, and the six dimensional fundamental scale is 10 to the 15 GeV. So there's one has to have a hierarchy between the two scales. And this volume, the volume of the extra dimension is fixed by the bulk gain coupling, that is dimensional four. So one has to have some hierarchy between the fundamental scale and the gauge, bulk gauge coupling in order to fix the Corbin normalization. And then brain tension, the pro brain tension is related to this warping. So warping over the throttle parameter delta. And then actually I already used this information to fix to get the observed spectral index and densifications. And also one can find that the because delta should be very small, delta should be smaller than the 10 to the minus 2. So one could expect that the gravitational waves to be very much ignored in this case. So then because here is just the potential, brain position potential is almost constant. Just it has very mild slope. But when the brain hits one of the background brains, it would remain the potential, the vacuum energy will remain non-zero. So one has to explain how exit from inflation at the end of inflation, or when the brain tension, when the pro brain hits the background brain. So
is it solution of some equations or it is your
this is the
what comes?
So this comes from the for this approximation. when delta parameter is very small, I can redefine the canonical scalar field explicitly such that I obtain this form of the potential. So this is only point for
You redefine, but you should receive the solution for R field or flight field to get these flight potential.
But you mean for general parameter? For general value of delta parameter or?
Please?
Yeah, we have checked the slow roll parameters, but the, without assumption for the work vector, and then we found that the slow roll parameters are depending on this delta scale or delta parameter. So if this the quotient is the order one, then we only have to impose the work vector to be very small. So I obtained the general expression for the solar parameters, so independent of the work factor. Even though I haven't shown this.
May I ask just a technical question? Your eta is negative, so there might be a slight numerical correction. Well, I don't actually know how large, but there might be a correction to your perturbation calculation. These are Alpacianic states. You're looking at tachyonic states leaving the horizon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about this, but the somehow from actually there is an inflection point.
Yeah.
So the is negative here and then becomes positive.
Right, but you're calculating your spectral index.
I'm calculating the spectral index
when it's tachyonic.
Beyond the reach of the inflection point.
Yeah.
Somehow I'm some loop corrections to the slow.
No, it's not loop, it's classical. It's just, so usually what happens is it's only the Hubble square correction that makes, that decoheres you when you leave the horizon because of the mass squared effect. Here, your infrared modes are intrinsically unstable, so it's not quite right.
That's okay. Yeah, let me tell you that.
So this is the speculative part actually. So when the probe brain hits the background brain, then 60 classical approximation will break down. So we don't know about what the collision physics is. So just to, then I have an argument for the fate of the probe brain later when I discuss about multiple brains. But just to here, I assume that the probe brain hits the background brain, the background solution should settle to another flat solution that reduces the vacuum energy to zero and reheat the brain. And
perturbation on some a lot on your part, right?
Like reheating mechanism, you mean, or?
So you generated a scaling bar in power spectrum. Mm-hmm. Now the probe brain is heating the regularized brain.
Mm-hmm.
How do you transfer the perturbation? You don't want to lose this perturbation.
Right.
So is it clear they're just going to transfer like that without any change?
I don't know.
So somehow they close the collision point. The inflation should be altered to a hybrid type. So by adding a real, for instance, real bulk scalar field, this has coupling to the probe brain. So So this scalar field phi, for phi, has a coupling to the brain, and it has its own potential on localized on the other brain around. So this is the coupling to the front brain, and this coupling to the background brain. So when the walking is small, such that this condition is satisfied, the waterfall field, the phi, starts rolling down to a minimum with a non-zero vacuum expectation value, thus ending the inflation as well as leaking brain. So somehow I'm adding here constant vacuum energy to cancel the vacuum energy at the minimum of the waterfall field potential. But somehow this mechanism should appear in a realistic situation where the background solution settles to another flat solution. So that's just a rough idea, speculative idea. So now I'm adding, I'm continue to discuss about the remaining issues like the back reactions. Up to now, I have ignored the back reactions coming from the probe brain. So first, let me briefly discuss about the relation between the 4D digital space and non-conical probe brain. So these people have shown that the existent proof of 4D digital solution in the same topography model. So when just from the junction conditions, not junction, actually, this part, the surface term, total derivative terms in the action, this total derivative term are proportional to the 4D vacuum energy. So when the dilaton differs from the conical needs by this lambda 3 parameter, then you can obtain a non-zero 4D vacuum energy out of the non-conical needs, lambda 3, in the dilaton solution. So the bottom line is that in order to have a 4D digital solution from this model, it is necessary to introduce a non-conical brain that breaks scalar invariance by this lambda 3 amount. But as I said before, when I considered a probe brain, I assumed that the probe brain breaks scalar invariance by a small amount, that the DVI action of the probe brain, conical probe brain, is a still good approximation, as you see from here. So this gamma parameter is proportional to the amount of breaking the scaling invariance. So when scaling invariance is broken slightly, then it is possible to recover the previous computation. So it looks fine to have a conical brain and compute the program or DVI action. Then the other issues about back reactions are composed of two parts. One is the back reaction on the volume modulus, and the other one, the back reaction of the work factor. The one back reaction issue is that the volume modulus must be stabilized at a scale higher than the inflation scale, such that the inflation does not disrupt the modulus stabilization. So the Hubble scale should be much less than the volume modulus. That amounts to saying that the probe brain tension is much smaller than the six-dimensional fundamental scale. So that is, as a result, the warping is much more weaker than I expected, just to get the spectral index right. So this this back reaction on the volume modulus is important constraint on the model form for delta. And the other question is about the warping, because I require the warping to be very weak to explain the solar potential. The difference between the background brain tensions is proportional with this delta function, delta parameter. On the other hand, pro brain tension is determined to be determined by this expression. So background brain tensions, since background brain tensions are to be order of 60 fundamental scale, there are fixed, the 60 fundamental scale is to be fixed 10 to the 15 GD. But the, from this expression, the M god, that means for the supersymmetric god scale, so that is 10 to the 16 GD. So although these parameters, difference between the tension and the probe brains are proportional to the same delta parameter, the over multiplicative factor are different. So because of this, we would require that the probe brain tension to be larger than the difference between the background brain tensions. So because the the difference in the background brain tensions are related to the warping or the slope of the imparting potential. The immediate question is that there should be some, whether or not there is a dangerous back reaction in the warp factor. So in order to discuss about this issue on the back reaction on the warp factor, I took the most general multiple brain solution that has not been discussed by three bodies, but I'm proud that I have found the most general warp solution with the multiple brains. And this, by using this warp, this general, most general multiple brain solutions is parameterized by this V holomorphic function. So, for instance, these conical brains are located at either zeros or fours of this holomorphic function. So, if we have a multiple zeros of this function, then you could realize embed multiple brains in this general warp solution. So, but the other hand, I mean, the important point is that independent of number of zeros of poles, the warp factor rise in the finite range, which is W2 between the W2 and W1. So actually the ratio of this warp factor is the same as the one that I found for the two brain cases. So this is the specific realization of multiple brain solutions. For the choice of this holomorphic function, I could add two non-trivial brain tensions, T3 and T4. These T3 and T4 brain tensions are given by these expressions. And around T3 or T4, there is local depth sheet angle, B parameter. That's why I can accommodate introduced non-trivial brain tension. And T1 and T2 are previous brains when there are no additional brains. And this X, the brains marked with X's are fixed to brain tensions. So their locations are fixed and the brain tensions are also fixed. Since their locations are fixed, even though they are negative brain tensions, I think they are stable. So in this case, the relation between the additional brain tensions is expressed by this. So the main point is that the small warping that is required for the solar require to introduce some tuning between the additional brains. So this tuning, additional tuning between the background, the additional tuning between these additional brains are not related to the background brains. So there is the issue, the main message that I'm considering the background, that I'm considering the multiple brain solutions to get around the tuning problem between these blue points and the black points. So what is the fate of the probe brain? So I would say these three, T3 and T4 are, would be the probe brain. But now in this general warp solution, I take into account the full net reaction of the additional brains. So somehow they are moving. As they're moving, they will end up with hitting the hitting one of the background brains, and brain will end. So and then the background brain solution will settle into another flat solution with the two brain tensions only. So effective brain tensions will be increased or decreased depending on the added brain tension. So still, it is possible to find the local deficit angle around the background brain such that the additional brain tension does not actually somehow we could find the minimum in the for the vacuum energy in general. So now let me conclude. So we identify the position of probe coordinate and two brain moving in 60 warp background and staying platform. So just from the slow learning inflation, we require the background solution to be close to Suji football vacuum. And Corby normalization fixes the inherent the energy space appearing in this model. And there should be some hierarchy between the different scales, the maximum. And also, the back reaction issues are important, crucial, such that the bound on the warping is lowered. And then there is an issue on the back reaction on the warp factor. But it may be possible to get around the problem by considering multiple brains, by adding additional brain that will cancel the back reaction of the other brain. Then angular motion might be interesting, might give an interesting effect on observations, like isotropic perturbations. And then one may think of the Song-Li warp case where Debye inflation is relevant for inflation. Thank you very much.
So while we're setting up, I'm going to show you my questions. Any questions?
You have received a statistical solution for your equations. So yeah, what is the physical sense of this statistical solution in comparison with these other time-dependent solutions? Your construction was based on the statistical solution.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Why is preferable solution of the in the space of whole solution, for example, some special time dependent solution?
So I just focused on the maximal. I consider only the background solution with the 40 maximal stuff.
So the rest of solution you break.
Yes.
Why?
I consider the general warp solution, but I take the I take the small warping for the general warp solution. That's what I have done. And then when I compute the brain potential, I use the general warp solution with for the Minkowski space, because there's no known, the form of the general curve solution is not known. So I used only the general warp solution with 4D Minkowski space and progress into the forebrain action, and then compute the potential. So that's what I did. But in principle, I have to find the general curve solution, and then I have to see if this program is consistent with the general curve solution.
So why don't you just